Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 7th of September. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we explore why it's important to know your identity in Christ. We turn back to Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 18. Today we're reading from the New International Version. Praise for spiritual blessings in Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Amen. What are your priorities in life? Possessions? Pleasure? Popularity? If you don't decide what is most important in life, then the world will do it for you. We are bombarded with messages every day, from adverts, from the media, through social media, from our employer, even from our family and friends, about what we should be focused on. Finding your identity in Christ will make you discover your priorities in life. Paul prays that we will prioritize spiritual wisdom and insight. He prays we will focus on growing in our knowledge of God. He prays that we might fully understand the confident hope God has given us. When we do that, we will discover that fulfilling God's purpose for our lives is so much better than simply being popular with those around us. We will find that learning to love God and to love and serve others with his love is more fulfilling than living lives of leisure. And we will come to see that living in God's hope is better than placing all our hope in our possessions. Finding your identity in Christ will make you discover your priorities in life. His vision for your life will help you discover his values, and his values will set your priorities. As you think about these things, you might want to use this question to help you delve a little bit deeper today. What changes might you need to make in your life to ensure you are centered on God's priorities for you. I hope to see you tomorrow for the final one of this week's Battle Drill devotionals, as we think about how our new identity in Christ determines our future.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.